This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. You've heard of spring cleaning, right? Let's check out how the legislature is doing with clearing their closets. Things you can sell are sometimes the easiest to let go of, like a tract of land owned by Northwestern State University.
The university is applying for permission to sell the property invested in the university foundation for the purpose of funding scholarships.
That bill and transfers of some museums now managed by the Secretary of State are moving easily through the legislature. Other things, like defunct boards and commissions, are more difficult to dump.
The self-reported inactive to the legislative auditor. And so this allows us to just kind of clean the house a little bit.
I appreciate your effort to kind of clean this up and do away with boards and commissions that are inactive. But since there's no fiscal impact and it really doesn't hurt anything, perhaps delay it until you have a chance to hear from more people.
That's on hold. What about tossing out laws that have been tossed out by the courts, like the Balanced Treatment Act, requiring equal classroom time for creation and evolution?
This resulted in a case known as Edwards v. Aguilar. That case was decided in 1987 and is, in a word, unconstitutional.
Senator Dan Clater ran up against Senator John Milkovich, who has a sentimental attachment to the law's author.
I have to give you a heads up that former Senator Keith is a personal friend of mine.
Besides, we might need it someday.
If we're scrubbing the books of all statutes which are unconstitutional, I think we must recognize what the courts deem to be constitutional or unconstitutional is sometimes a moving target.
We'll hold on to that a bit longer. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.